Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, December 8th, 2006. I'm Stephen C. Weber. I normally share this message along with my wife, Brooksine, but she is not with me this morning. She needed to take a stair to a medical appointment. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. We live here in rural southeastern Pennsylvania in Lancaster County, where it is very cold today. We have some flurries in the air, nothing sticking yet, but bitterly cold, and I'm even cold inside my house. Our ministry's Daily Encouragement Net again. What a joy it is to share this message with you today. Today's message has both a title and a subtitle. The title's Disappointments/Unanswered Questions. And the subtitle is, It's Gonna Be Worth It. Scripture text is 1 Corinthians 4, chapter 4, verse 2. Now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful. In the course of our ministry, Brooksine and I have taken in third world children in need of medical care unavailable in their own countries. We did this in the 80s and early 90s through an international relief program. Our goal was not only to see these children receive physical healing, but we also wanted to impact them and their families spiritually for Christ. It was a great example of compassion in action with many volunteers who each had a role. Arrangements were made with hospitals and doctors to provide the medical services without charge. Airlines donated tickets and flight attendants accompanied the children. Host families, like us, took care of the children during their stay, transporting them back and forth to the medical appointments and hospitals as well. As I prepare this message, my heart is warmed when I think of children like Mirza, Ruth, Eber, and Marvin, who were like our own children for a season. The goal, though, was to return them to their own families, and we were able to meet each of these families in Guatemala and Ecuador. Three of these four children were actually from Christian homes. Mirza was a little girl from Guatemala who was born with spina bifida, a disease that caused her to have a large lump on her back, causing her to be crippled with her legs turned in. She lived in a very rural, remote part of the country and had not received necessary medical care up to the point we took her in. A real challenge with these children is that they do not know English, and we did not know how to speak Spanish. Mirza was very shy and had very little expression, but she was listening and learning all the while. After about 6 months in her home, she suddenly began to speak perfect English without a hint of a Spanish accent, and actually became quite talkative and had a huge vocabulary. She was a brilliant child. After two operations and lots of physical therapy, we returned Mirza to her family after 10 months of living with us in the U.S. Boy, that is very hard to do. It was a great privilege to see this little 8-year-old girl walk for the first time. She was walking with braces and the aid of crutches when she returned to her home in Guatemala. Most importantly, she had accepted Christ as her Savior. We visited her in Guatemala several months after she returned, and she was doing relatively well and was pleased to see us, but we could see it was going to be very hard for her. The last time we heard about her, we did not get a good report. Her health challenges require continual monitoring and visits to facilities that treat spina bifida patients. By the accounts of the volunteer who went to see her, this continuing care was not being provided. It's likely that Mirza is in the same condition or much worse than when we cared for her. The situation is too lengthy and complicated to explain as to why nothing more could be done for her through the organization we work with, but it's difficult for us. Our service for Christ will surely include disappointments and unanswered questions. Some have worked in a prison ministry only to see that promising young man return to his old destructive way of life. Others have taught Sunday school and grieve as you see the bad choices some of your students have made as they've gotten older. Parents know the pain of seeing a child take the wrong path and are waiting for their return. Many of my pastor peers know what I mean when we describe some aspects of ministry as one step forward and two steps back. My word of encouragement to each podcast listener today is this: stay faithful. Stay faithful. Stay faithful. As the old song says, we'll understand it better by and by. Another says, it will be worth it all. Or, as a more contemporary song powerfully declares, it's gonna be worth it. This is Stephen Weber, and it's my joy to share with you today. The prayer today is simply a portion of a scripture verse from Galatians 6, verse 9. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Amen. May you be encouraged today in the midst of, very likely all of us, to some sense, have unanswered questions and disappointments in life and in our ministry. Well, our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. There are a couple of additional features on the site today, including a story about another little boy we had. I put in the footnotes from Afghanistan, and that also has a lot of disappointment to it and unanswered questions. There's a good story, though, about a little girl that we took in from Ecuador who has reconnected with us, finding us on the Internet just this last summer after probably about 15 years of separation, and now married, has a child, serving the Lord in ministry, and we now stay connected. And finally, I have today, there is a picture, by the way, of Mirsa on the site today, if you're curious to what she looked like when she lived with us, about 15 years ago. But I have a song right now that I want to play. I'm not going to play it now, but you can go to the website today. And it's a song by Rita Springer, a fairly contemporary song called Worth It All. Has a recurring line in it called It's Gonna Be Worth It. And I did find a very good quality, fairly long sample MP3 audio clip by a musician named Laura Ashley, if you care to listen to it today. And I also have the lyrics to the song posted. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful to the Lord. Continue to be encouraged and hide this deep in your hearts today. It's gonna be worth it.